Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. A nonprofit pharmaceutical company is striving to provide lower costs and more predictable supplies of generic drugs in America. Sanford Health has announced they have received the first shipment from Civica. Dr. Josh Crabtree is Senior Vice President of Clinic Operations at Sanford Clinic in Sioux Falls, and he's joining us now on the phone to talk about how the partnership works. Dr. Crabtree, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me.
For clarity, let's talk about what the problem has been that this partnership between Civica and Sanford and other health systems across the country is seeking to solve or address.
Yeah, so the issue really stemmed out of a need to have a stable supply of generic drugs. As I'm sure many of your listeners have heard and others, is we've struggled at times with certain medications and being on shortage in the generic drug world. And because of those shortages, sometimes there was significant price increases because of the demand. So we had not only shortages and unstable or unstable supply, but we were also having significant price increases on those pharmaceuticals. This is where Civica came in to say, this isn't right. We need to have stable supplies for our patients that are at reasonable and sustainable prices. And that's really what the organization's mission is to supply those vital and important medications at sustainable prices.
And some of that problem was being caused by what politicians were saying was, manipulation of the market and abuse of the system. Lots of politicians even running for president now are floating different, solutions and suggestions for how to fix this. President Trump has had his own ideas for how to fix this. Tell me about this partnership and how it seeks to address the problem.
So the way that we're trying to address this problem is by having several organizations like Sanford partner together to make sure that we have stable commitments on volumes. The way that you can stabilize a market is to have several members come into that market and provide good, fair competition, but also good and fair commitments to say, yes, we will indeed commit to purchasing a certain amount of volume of these medications from Civica. If the commitments from the organizations that are also members of Civica, like Sanford, if their commitment to purchasing the medications was wavering or they couldn't follow through with those commitments, the whole idea would fall through. It really doesn't work, or it falls apart. It doesn't
right.
work if we can't do that.
Tell me what the first shipment is. Like, what kinds of medications are we talking about? These are all hospital-based medications. Is that correct?
That's correct. They're all sterile injectable medications. The first shipment that we received was vancomycin, which is an antibiotic that we use to treat various infections, some of them quite severe infections, and was also one of the medications that was on a shortage list for us as recently as just a couple of years ago. That supply has stabilized now, and because it's stabilized, the prices have come back to a more reasonable rate. Other types of medications that are in the pipeline and will be coming to us within the next year or prior to the end of this year would be even sterile solutions, sterile saline, some injectable anesthetic medications. There are definitely some other antibiotics in the pipeline that would be coming, and even some pain medications.
Hmm. All right. So is each, a hospital system or health system negotiating prices separately? Is this, how is the price kind of set, and how much of a reduction are you able to see so far? Is it too early to answer that question?
It's probably too early to answer the question because what we would be comparing the price we're paying now is going to be a weighted average cost for the prices that we've paid in a year or two prior to this. So it's going to be a little early to tell. But the price point for, let's just use the vancomycin example, since that's our first shipment, that's going to be the same price point for every partner in the Civica system. So everybody's going to pay the same price.
How long has this partnership been, how long has this company been around, and how long has Sanford, been working on making the decision about whether or not to partner and what that partnership will look like?
Sure. So Civica Rx was established in early part of 2018. So it's only been around a little while. We started having conversations with some of the other health systems that are also part of Civica just prior to the starting of Civica. I would say during the year of 2017 was when these conversations started happening. And because of the significant need to help stabilize this market and the significant need to provide these medications for our patients, and the fact that everybody's mission is the same, we've been able to be fairly nimble and work fairly quickly to get this established. So it's relatively new.
All right. So the membership in Civica right now is 30% of hospital beds in the United States, or roughly the equivalent of that. And what I'm wondering is as these, as other health systems come on board, which I'm guessing is an important part of the plan, how does that change things? Does that lower the price even further, or is it just a sort of shore up the stability of Civica and a nonprofit generic drug pipeline?
You know, when you're producing a medication, manufacturing it, obtaining the raw materials, there's going to be a certain minimal cost of production that you can't really go lower than that because I don't think having more membership will necessarily lower the prices that are paid a significant it won't go down much more, but what it will do is it's going to stabilize the environment even more. I think what it's going to do is it's going to allow many health organizations to really avoid the shortages that cause a big headache for them. It's not only just a headache for supply and demand, but it's also a significant problem when you start talking about providers, clinicians having to make alternative decisions on therapeutic plans when they don't have medications they need to treat certain infections. So not only will it stabilize supply, but it's going to really give our patients and our clinicians a level of comfort that when I need vancomycin, it's going to be there for me to order and to provide to the patient.
Tell us a little bit about, any kind of overstock, or are there expiration dates? Do you have storage issues? Like when you're trying to make it stable, what are some of the unforeseen, well, probably not unforeseen, but what are some of those details that you have to shore up to make sure that you're handling the new, stability of the market?
One of the most important pieces, and I think it's what has been attractive for a lot of the health systems that have joined, is that Civica guarantees that they will have a 6-month safety stock in place. So let's just say there's Civica and one other manufacturer in the United States of vancomycin, and something happens with the Civica plant and there's a recall for some reason, or the plant or the machine making vancomycin breaks down and we're out of production for 3 months or whatever it takes to get it repaired. The safety stock has been built into the program so that we can get the problem remedied and solved before there's any shortage. That's really a key component to this. So we're not overcommitting to volumes that we can give to any one particular facility without, or that would put our safety stock in jeopardy. So that's one thing as far as creating inventory. But we also know, because of the volumes that each health system is required to commit ahead of time, they're going to say, okay, Civica, we need, and I'll make the number up, we need 1,000 vials of vancomycin this next year, and we're going to commit to purchasing that from you. So then Civica knows how much raw material or what they call an API, active pharmaceutical ingredient, they know how much they have to obtain to make the amount, those 1,000 vials, plus a six-month safety stock just in case. So that's how we try to stabilize our inventory.
How are they working to manufacture? Are they working with other companies that manufacture and forming those kinds of collaborations? Are they starting their own production facilities? Tell us about the origin of some of the drugs themselves.
Yeah, so that's a good question. And so the answer to it is yes, we've done both. Civica, I say we because we're partnerships with Civica, but Civica is not necessarily just Sanford, so I want to just make that clear. But so Civica has aligned and created partnerships with pharmaceutical manufacturing companies that may have capacity on one of their drug production lines where they can make something for us because they're not making something for themselves at that point. And those companies like that, you know, safety and contracting, that you generally give a fairly competitive price for manufacturing. But we are also in the process of working to find either build or find a manufacturing or production facility of our own too, because that will help help stabilize our inventory and our production capabilities as well.
Yeah. In any feedback from the FDA or from, those, big pharmaceutical companies, what has the response been? Because it seems like a stabilizing effort, but some people could see it as a disruption.
Well, it's definitely a disruption. But I would say disruption sometimes has a negative connotation. I think in this case, disrupting the status quo is a very good thing and a positive for the industry. Anytime you get to a point where you have a single source of drug manufacturing or a single source of raw material, you're going to end up having a monopolistic or non-competitive market, and that's not necessarily good for our health systems or for our patients, for our doctors. And so the FDA, to your first question, the FDA has been very supportive. Civica has been to Washington several times to talk with legislators about the program and the company and what they're trying to do. The FDA has reached out to Civica several times saying, what can we do to help you? I mean, obviously, Civica has to follow the same rigor that any other manufacturing company would have to follow, but they've been very supportive. And we've actually had several other, shall we say, big pharma companies reach out to Civica to say, hey, we like what you're doing. We'd like to support that in any way we can. We'd like to learn your process. What are you doing? You know, and some of that may be competitive nature, but I think some of it has been very genuine in that they have welcomed the competition in the market.
Yeah, everybody needs a win right now in this area, yeah, including the larger pharmaceutical companies, because there's a public relations aspect to this as well, and a political and policy aspect, and everybody sort of needs this to improve. And what I'm wondering finally, Dr. Crabtree, is will patients see an impact In any way as this partnership sort of develops, or is this kind of more of something that is going to impact the bottom line of the hospital and sort of the stability and the confidence that you have knowing about availability?
I think there's several potential answers to that question. One is, on any given day, a patient may not notice immediate impact to the bottom line. But what we will notice over time is that when our pharmaceutical supply is stable and we are paying a very consistent, sustainable price for that, that's going to, over time, in the big picture, fall to the bottom line with what it costs to have our patients in our hospitals. So that will be a noticeable thing over time. Secondly, the stability of the pharmaceutical supply will make sure that our physicians don't have to alter therapy plans, and our patients are going to notice that. Their physicians are going to be able to say, I have vancomycin, excuse me, as an example. I have it. It's stable. I know I'm going to get it, and I don't have to change my therapy plan or take a lower I shouldn't say lower rate, an alternative, the non-standard, still efficacious, but non-standard therapy plan. I don't have to do that because I have the medication that I need. And thirdly, Civica is in process of working with other partners that might be more on a pharmacy or a health plan side to see if we can't do the same kind of model with what are called oral solids. So these would be the medications you'd go to your typical retail pharmacy and get from with the prescription that your doctor gave you to get your high blood pressure medication or your outpatient antibiotics or outpatient medications. Obviously, there's been some instability and some significant price increases there as well. And if we can make the same model happen with oral solids, we can probably have a significant impact on what people pay at their pharmacies. Mm.
Dr. Josh Crabtree is Senior Vice President of Clinic Operations of Sanford Clinic with Sanford Health. He's based out of Sioux Falls. And thank you, Dr. Crabtree, for the update. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Have a great day.